At the start of a new year, I want to turn our thoughts back roughly 81 years ago to Christmas Day 1939. It's 3 months after the outbreak of World War II. And some of you might remember a part of King George VI's Christmas Day speech. He quoted part of a poem that many of us will know, written by a lady called Minnie Louise Haskins when she was a missionary in India. The poem said, "I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, give me a light that I may travel safely into the unknown. He replied, go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That will be better for you than light and safer than any known way." Well, just like 2020 and Christmas, this new year has felt like unlike any other that we've known. For me, there's a greater sense of uncertainty as we enter 2021. And I guess in many ways we would naturally ask for light to be able to see the way ahead, to see what the path ahead. But actually what we are offered is a better thing, because as that poem reminds us, the thing that we are offered as we go into this new year is the hand of God. It was the same thing that was offered to those at that first Christmas. And Matthew's comment on the angel's message to Joseph, which Anne read just now, says that all this took place, Jesus' birth took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophets. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. We come across the name Emmanuel only 3 times in the Bible, once here in Matthew's Gospel and twice in the book of Isaiah. And we know that from this passage, we know that the word Emmanuel means God with us. And if you look into the context in Isaiah, it's spoken, the words are spoken by the prophet Isaiah to King Ahaz. He's trembling in his boots as different nations rise up against him. And so God sends the prophet Isaiah to him with words of comfort and a call to the king to trust God, with the promise that God would look after him and the nations, that God would send a sign, a baby, which would confirm and signify God's presence with his people. Well, if you read this, or if you know what happened, or if you read it from Isaiah, you will know that the king just refused to listen to God. He went his own way, he trusted his own wisdom, with disastrous consequences. But God was faithful to his promise. He was faithful to the remnant of the nation of Judah, and he sent a child to signify his presence, to give judgment against the other nations, but a sign of God's grace and his presence and faithfulness to those who had remained faithful to him. So for Isaiah, the name Emmanuel signified the hand of God on his people. The living presence of the eternal, mighty God was with them. And that understanding is reflected not just in Isaiah 7, but also in Isaiah 8. And of course, the well-known words that we read often at Christmas, I think it was Sally that read them this year for us, from Isaiah 9. Prophetic words which also speak about the coming of Jesus into the world. And it's that prophecy from Isaiah that Matthew picks up in his birth account as he comments on the birth of Jesus. Emmanuel is a title rooted in that prophecy. It speaks about God's purpose and his role. It's not necessarily a name that he was given so much as a title, reminding us that Jesus brought God's presence to humanity. And it's as if Matthew is giving an early indication, an early stress on all the meaning of the name, of all that Jesus would do and who he would become. Here was a child that would not only signify the presence of God with his people, as it had done in Isaiah's day, but here was Emmanuel, God himself with us, born in the flesh, dwelling amongst his people. And And actually, it was a title that spoke immediately into the events surrounding Jesus' birth. Because if you read Matthew's account of Jesus' birth, you will see that the story, unlike Luke, gets very dark very quickly. And it's maybe that Matthew decides to put this title, a reminder almost to us, right at the start of his account, to keep hold of as we journey through this story. Early on, Matthew reminds us that God has come in person to bring light into the darkness. It's an early assurance that God would be with Mary and Joseph as they have to flee pretty quickly to Egypt to escape the murderous plot of Herod. We thought in the family talks about before Christmas about the Magi, and of course they had to return home by a different route also to avoid the king. All of them found themselves on different paths to that which they had anticipated. And I'm guessing that all of them needed to know the reality of Emmanuel, God with us. Because the reality is that God, when he chose to intervene into our world, chose not to intervene at a distance, but in and through his very presence, in and through the person of Jesus, his son. And if Jesus was truly to be Emmanuel, God with us, there was little point in him being born in some abstract place of comfort like the palace. Jesus was born in a cold stable in the midst of the reality of the pain of the life of which the people were experiencing. And that which we see at the beginning of Matthew's gospel is the thing that frames the whole of his gospel. We get here the promise of God, Emmanuel, God with us. And if you know anything about Matthew's gospel, you might know the very ending of Jesus' last promise in Matthew's gospel. I will be with you to the very end of the age. They almost act as bookmarks. Emmanuel, God with us at the beginning, and Jesus' promise at the end to be with us even to the end of the age. The assurance of God, the presence of Jesus with God's people throughout all generations. So let me ask us the question, what does Emmanuel, God with us, mean for each one of us as we face 2021? You see, in one sense, it's a very simple phrase, isn't it? Quite easy to remember, Emmanuel, God with us. And yet, in another sense, it's pretty profound, because it speaks of God, the God who's the creator of the world and the sustainer of all things, the same God who comes alongside each one of us in this new year, who walks with us, next to us. They're all powerful, relational, connecting words. It speaks about light into our darkness, into our weariness, into the pressures of the world, and to all the uncertainty that we face. You see, through Jesus, God hasn't just assured of his presence, but actually he's giving his very self, coming to dwell and reside with each one of us. The offer of his hand as we go into this new year. And remember what the angel's message was, that Jesus came into the world to be a saviour, our saviour. That's what the angel's message is to Joseph. You are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save the people from their sins. It's through the birth and the death and the resurrection of Jesus that God reached into our world in the most unexpected of ways to heal us from the thing that we couldn't do ourselves, to heal us and save us from our sin. And he comes with the offer of eternal life, not God with us, but us with God forever. It seems to me that 2020 created lots of uncertainty in lots of different ways. And that uncertainty, as I said just now, feels like it's continuing into the new year. But the comforting truth is this, even though we may not be able to control everything, God can. If we are followers of Jesus, we have that assurance of knowing that our future is safe in the hands of God. And if you don't know that reality today, that reality of knowing Jesus as your Saviour and all of the confidence and the security that gives, then maybe that's a great way, it is a good way, to start the new year of committing your life into the hands of God and to know that deep certainty within. But Jesus chose not to intervene at distance, but to come into our world as well, to experience all the pain that we experience, to understand our pain and our sin and our suffering, so that he truly could be God at our side. And God is able to meet us in all of the messiness and all of the darkness and all of the difficulties in our lives, because he is still the same God that comes today, where human possibilities seem to have run out, still coming to fulfill the promise that he gave 2,000 years ago with his powerful love and grace and presence. That is the reality of what it means for us to have God, Emmanuel, with us. 2020 has been an undeniably difficult year. Think about lockdown, bereavement, grief, sickness, loneliness, job loss, furlough. We could just go on. And I want to be realistic here. It can be unexplainably hard to see God in the midst of such situations. People will ask, where was God when I lost my job? Where was God when I was alone at home for 9 months? Or when a loved one died without family at their side? And as I ask those questions myself this week, I can't help but wonder whether Mary and Joseph would have asked that question as they had to flee from all that they knew to Egypt. Where is God? We'd had these fantastic angelic messages, but they must have wondered where God was in the events that happened afterwards. Why is this happening to us, to me? They must have asked the same questions. But notice that the message of Emmanuel, God with us, is not part of the angel's message. It's the commentary, the reflection that Matthew offers to us on the birth of Jesus. It's almost as if at the very beginning of his gospel, he wants to give us a very practical, pastoral message about the very presence of God in the darkest of times. It may not feel like, as we've ended 2020 and begin 2021, it may feel that the darkness has dominated our lives. But the Christmas story, Emmanuel, God with us, radiates a greater truth that we need to hold on to as we journey through this season of Epiphany and also into 2021. The greater truth that God's light has come into our darkness, that we may truly know and be able to say with great certainty that God is with us. He's here to strengthen us and encourage us, to forgive us and pardon us, to lead and guide us in sorrow, but also in joy, in sickness as well as health, in life and in death, in time and eternity. See, the reality is, it may not always feel like God is with us. Sometimes those feelings of anxiety and hurt and even anger and pain sometimes feel like they're a greater emotion. But that is what God has promised, and we know that God always fulfills his promise. We may still experience pain and anxiety and worry. And I think sometimes in disappointment, I think sometimes it can sound fake when we try to deny those things. But I want to encourage us to hold on to God's promise that he is with us. God with us. Three very simple words, but can give us great certainty to hold on to into 2021 and beyond. T.S. Eliot writes of the still center of the turning world. And so I'd encourage each one of us to invite God into this new year, allowing the promise of God with us to be that still center in our turning world. To know the reality of God being with us, alongside us, next to us, as we journey. That as we go out into the darkness, to put our hand into the hand of God, knowing it will be better to us than light, safer than any known way.